views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hi, welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show. Call us for a live personal prophecy reading at 800-930-2819. And again, that's 1-800-930-2819 with our wonderful host, Deborah Lee, and our fabulous guest this week is Pamela.
And you, Daryl, let's not forget about you, our insightful and very handsome co-host.
Yes.
I want to welcome everybody here today. Oh, do we have a show for you. We have Pamela Hopkins, who is the lead, the owner / head therapist at the Healing Fountain here in Virginia Beach. She is going to hold a mini class for us on, let me make sure I get this right, self-empowered life coaching.
Yes, ma'am.
So we're going to become miniature life coaches today.
Yes. Okay. I'm all about self-empowered therapy.
So, Pamela, why don't we start out with you sharing a little background on yourself for those who are new to the show.
Okay. I have been at the Healing Fountain for 10 years, and I got a personal calling that I wanted to start a different kind of therapy as a therapist, a social worker. I'm a licensed clinical social worker. And I guess I just had enough distress and personal challenges in my life that I just knew that people needed more, and I knew I needed more. So I started dabbling in the holistic realm, and I've been doing it. The Healing Fountain's been actually open for 10 years.
Wow.
I have been studying for, it's 10 years this April, so we're going to have a huge celebration. And I've been studying, probably for 15 to 20 years, several different healing modalities, and now I put together a unique combination for all of my clients and for everybody that I love, self-empowerment therapy. And it's a self-empowerment life coaching course where you learn self-empowerment therapy.
And what a walk that's been for you, picking up various new modalities and metaphysical therapies, I guess you could say, along the way. I have to say that we had the excellent good fortune to meet Pamela as the result of a Living Social coupon. So you never know where those little things are going to lead you in life. And after walking through the door of her Healing Fountain, it's been one door opening after another where we all feel so empowered.
Well, we have a family here, you know, and imagine being able to go to work every day and seeing the people that you care about the most. Imagine having such a busy practice that I, at this point, am so blessed. I have, you know, anywhere from 12 to 16 people waiting every day just to hopefully to come in. And the reason why is the proof is in the pudding. Miracles are happening here all the time. And when they have a question or I have a question, they just kind of be able to walk down the end of the hallway to see you, Dr. Deb, and to see Daryl. And it's just, you know, they'll say, did you guys talk? And I'll say, no, that's the power of the spirit. That's the power of really getting all this help. So now then that we have moved into a time where there's so much distress going on and so much craziness going on in the world, and in my opinion, my personal opinion, this is happening because we are ready to bring it all up, put it all on the table, and realign it into the fifth dimension that we moved into with total love, total self-empowerment, and peace and beauty and serving and having A Family in Humanity.
Well, please introduce us to self-empowered therapy.
Okay. One of my number one goals for people that come in to see me is to be able to help them to realize, yes, they have challenges, but you know, we all have challenges and we all have unique challenges. And when we learn that these are not challenges, but they're actually stepping stones to enlightenment, because they are slamming us in the face over and over and over in all our relationships. So there's a process that I have figured out in the last, well, I think it's probably been strongly in the last 3 or 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that is to teach people, one, if they go through this 4-part process, they start changing their lives. And the first part is to be more mindful, to be awake and aware. As Jesus said, can you not stay awake? Not one moment, one day, you know, to be awake and aware of your feelings. And this is really, really important, because we are creating everything. And we are co-creators with God, but God and the divine is flowing through us all the time saying yes. So we, first step is we become awake and aware and observe, what are we thinking? Second step is life coaching ourselves. If it doesn't feel good,
then
we are going to say, this is not our new truth. And we're going to pick a new truth that feels better and feels really, really good. And how do we do that? We move to step 3. We start doing some energy therapy. Step 3 is just going inside and breathing in the divine essence to any part of us that is scared or anxious or depressed or overwhelmed, and aligning that in a higher vibration. And once we move into this higher vibration, then we go to step 4, and that is moving into the parallel reality of what we want. And all we do with that is we see it, we feel it, we be it, we behave it, and we start having fun, more joy, more safety, more love, and everything starts to change. That's the cool part. Asking, you shall receive. It's like life comes in on a silver platter and says, here, Dad, you've been holding the faith so well, honey. You have been such a wonderful childlike energy entering the kingdom or the parallel reality of your choice. Let me serve you this platter. So miracles start happening every day.
I know, Pamela, there's likely all sorts of people sitting out there right now not realizing how infectious your energy and it's what you know, the spiritual power that you bring to all this. That they may be sitting mired in their own issues thinking, oh my goodness.
You know, what I love about this, and you know, because people say to me, how can you do what you do? And I say, what do you mean, how can I do what I do? Well, what do you do with the people that are calling me in the middle of the night? I said, who's calling me in the middle of the night? And they say, well, you know, your patients, your clients that are stressed. I said, my patients don't call me in the middle of the night. They don't call me on the weekends. They don't even call me on my days off because they're becoming empowered. And we've never been taught these things before. But when you use a combination of all 4 things like this, and you do it on a minute-to-moment, situation-to-situation basis, your life is going to change. And it's going to change fast, and you're going to like the changes.
I love how you have this organized in I would call them steps, where it's, we can all begin with the first step and move from there, instead of feeling like, oh my goodness, I don't have the background for this, I can't do it, oh, forget it. Then people, you know, they often discount their own ability.
And I love what you're saying, because the very first step is to know who you are. And who you are is this unique body with this magnificent mind, okay, and with this great soul and a unique personality called Deb, called Daryl, called Pamela, called our mother, called our son, called our husband,
Lisa, our wonderful
Lisa.
Videographer.
Yeah, hi, Lisa. So anyway, you're this body, mind, soul in a unique, with a unique personality, and you are breathing in the divine essence of all godness, all divine energy, all universe in every moment. So we are all one with all this power. Most people don't know who they are. They're magnificent and they're powerful. And nobody knows this. You know why? I call it watching the Magic Mike Show. Would you like to hear about that in the next commercial?
Yes. Oh, yes. You must share that story. We still have a little time. Yes. Remind everyone of the phone number, because after we finish with Pamela's mini course, we are going to move to the phone.
Yes.
Yay!
Call us at 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819.
And we're giving away a prize tonight, most fabulous prize. You'll need to email me at Deborah@psychiclovedoctor.com. That's Deborah at psychiclovedoctor.com.
I hope you'll call in, because Deborah and I are quite on it together. And you'll not only get the wonderful prophecy, but also get some energy healing and life coaching and empowerment coaching at the same time.
We tag team very well together.
I love that. That's one of my favorite things to do.
And this is the thing, people. This is joyful, and it's full of light, and it isn't a painful process.
In fact, you absolutely cannot do anything wrong except learn, grow, and lift. You know, this is really about us learning how to not rub our hands together and try to fix other people anymore and try to figure things out and wait for our boss to get it or wait for our kids to get it. It's about us making the inner change.
It's an inside job.
Yeah, it's an inside job. Everything starts from within, and all the power is from within.
All right, we're going to take a break here. We'll be right back in a few minutes.
Want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Hi, welcome welcome back. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Psychic Love Doctor show. Please feel free to check out our website at psychiclovedoctor.com. We also encourage you to contact us at Deborah at psychiclovedoctor.com. That's D-E-B-O-R-A-H at psychiclovedoctor.com. Yeah. Or call us live at 1-800-930-2819.
And we're live with Pamela Hopkins, the Grand Poobah of life coaching here at the Healing Fountain in Virginia Beach.
Oh, you're so cute.
She's about to share with us a fantastically funny but very meaningful story about the Magic Mike Show.
Well, the whole essence of this story is that we don't know how powerful we are,
right?
And where we give our power is to outside circumstances or other people or other situations, whether it's our financial situations, whether it's our kids, whether it's our husband, whether it's our boss, whether it's our health, whatever is going on. We're always looking outside and trying to manipulate, trying to make
things work,
mm-hmm. worrying about things, hoping that outside circumstances is going to make us have the things that we really desire. When is that guy going to ride up on the white horse, you know? Yeah. Now, where the heck is he, you know? And so what the Magic Mike Show, and I talk about this in my seminars, illustrates how life works. Okay, so we're raised in families, and a lot of families are just, you know, America and the world is dysfunctionally functional. And we learn the same things that our parents are here to learn. And the same things they are could be relationships, or it could be money, or it could be addictions.
Right.
It could be anything. But we have these issues that show up in our life, and we're usually trying to make the issues change. So I illustrate a simple illustration of how life works. From a very young age, we learn how to think, how to feel, and how to believe about who we are,
right? Yes.
And what's possible for us. And our parents tell us, you're never going to make anything of yourself, or you can do anything.
Or we use our own self
evaluation.
Yeah, and we're doing the same thing to ourselves.
And a lot of times we have the same evaluations that our parents have, or what they have shared with us, and we have picked up in our perception. Mm-hmm. So whatever we think, whatever we feel, whatever we believe, whatever perception that we have, it is a vibration that leaves our body. And as it leaves our body, it literally sends out a spray of light like a film, just like a projector at a movie theater.
Right.
And this projector comes back at us like a reflection of, oh my God, what's going on now? What situation's going on now? So I tell this story about taking my two beautiful, sweet, darling, innocent granddaughters to the movies. And one of them is 8 years old, and one of them is 6 years old. And you know how you go to the movies, they gotta have all their popcorn,
sure.
You know? So they have all their stuff. They have to have the little mini pack, the drink, and now they have dips with it. So after $50, we're sitting in the movie theater. I've got one on one side, one on the other side, and I'm saying, okay, we're gonna go see Inside Out. It's an animated film about wonderful little stars that are talking about emotions. And as a life coach and a social worker and therapist, I'm excited. I want them to know how all emotions are important. So we're sitting in the movie theater, and we're eating our popcorn, and I'm like so excited. And all of a sudden, the huge screen comes up, just like in our reality. And this screen has these hot, sexy guys walking out from the Magic Mike Show. Have you seen any? Oh, they are hot. So as they're walking out, they're starting to take the clothes off. And I am like, oh my God. And I've got one hand over my one granddaughter's eyes. I got the other one over the other one. And I'm looking at the screen, and I'm going, I'm having this mixture of feeling like, oh my God. Oh my God. You know, and I'm trying to get myself together. And then I'm thinking, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? What am I going to do? What we normally would do in our life is start screaming at the outside circumstances. But there was a part of me that knew if I stood up in that, those women would kill me, Dad. They would literally kill me. But I knew if I stood up and started screaming at the screen, Don't you see that I have a 6-year-old and an 8-year-old here? Don't you see Magic Mike and Hot Sexy guys that you need to stop gyrating? And I actually had this thought, but I realized at that point, I can do what my steps say in personal empowerment. Observe what I'm feeling. All kinds of stuff was going on, all the fear. Get out of the fear and breathe in the divine and align and ground myself and allow myself to hook up to my higher self, to my intuition, which you do all the time, and then hook up to the presence of a higher wisdom. So as I took these breaths and I'm thinking, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, I heard in my head this gentle voice, you know how it comes in, sure. And this happens for everybody. Pamela, you walked into the wrong theater door. So I grabbed the girls and we got up and we went over and we sat down and watched the Inside Out show. The moral to the story is the days of us lifting our hands and trying to get somebody to stop, pulling up our sleeves, trying to fix, trying to make, trying to caretake, trying to plead, screaming, yelling, any of this, lifting a hand, lifting a finger, and lifting a middle finger is done. What we're here to do now is lift our vibration by breathing in, knowing who we are, doing a complete twist of knowing what's going on and taking our empowerment. We went into the movie, we watched the movie, everything turned out great. I could have sat there, screamed at the show, right? Mm-hmm. I could have made a big story about how my granddaughter's lives were ruined, tarnished, hot, sexy guys. Her mother would have been upset with me, but I didn't do any of that. And that's part of this program.
And I bet they handled it beautifully, didn't they?
You know, they were. I think they were busy watching me and all the other girls in the room, and I don't even think they noticed the guys on the screen, you know. But I could have made it into something. And so what we're learning is that however we choose to perceive things is what's going to be in our reality. Mm-hmm. So we learn to take our power and move forward into love and the peace, self-love, more peace, doing things that make us feel good, and putting out that pure faith and intention, you can take it to the bank, one of my favorite lines, that life is going to bring it to you in far better ways than you can imagine.
You know, and I love this so much. What about the women or the men out there that are listening that are just full of pain and heartbreak over a relationship, or they've been alone for so long that they just feel like there will never be anybody? What do we say to them?
Okay, so that takes us to the third step of awakening. We're creating everything, and they are heartbroken. And everything starts from within. So we have to move to a new belief. Whatever pain that you're having, the louder it is, the louder your body is screaming, the more you're having heartaches in relationships, the more you're finding that you're in trouble with money, the more that your kids or your husband or your friends are out of control, those are really innocent parts inside of us. Everything starts from within, Deb, and it reflects, it projects out and it reflects back about us. There's nothing out there. Everything is an illusion, like the Magic Mike show.
So you acknowledge the pain that you're feeling?
Excellent, excellent. Not only do you acknowledge it, but this is the cool part. We have been taught, even myself as an energy healer, have been taught to clear it, to act like it shouldn't be there, to ignore it, to drink it, to smoke it, to use drugs, to take pills, mm-hmm. to find a way to cope with it. But now we're moving into that unique cry is the cry for enlightenment. That is the cry for more love, more self-love, more peace. And it's so simple. I have spent $150,000 or more on different energy techniques. And now we can put our palms up and we can breathe in slowly and use our thoughts and our feelings and shift our vibration just like that. And it shifts to a higher level. Once we reach the higher level, it's a three-step process. Mm-hmm. And the three-step process is, what am I thinking? If it doesn't feel good, it's not my truth. I go to the inside innocence and I get them to peace and I get them to grounded and I just breathe slowly. But it's kind of like eating a strawberry. You have to go through the process. We're moving from looking at using our egos and our minds into our hearts, And we're moving into leading from our hearts in the vibration of God-like love and faith.
Now, when I give a personal prophecy reading, I will tell my client, my recipient, I will say, forget about how you feel. Let's just move on and find somebody else to fill that spot. Mm-hmm. I will say to them, if this is an affair, let's see it through to a point of completion where you know that you're walking away without carrying any baggage with you. So my approach might be
awesome.
A little different. But
no, that's awesome.
I think that's why we work so well together, because you bring that the inner essence that they need. Where I'm telling them it's okay to continue this experience until you don't want this experience anymore.
Well, let me just agree with you, Dr. Deb. Because I'm going to tell you something, it's like the Golden Corral commercial with the frying pan
yes.
thing. They're going to do it until they surrender. You know what got me into the healing fountain is in my room, in my office, in front of kneeling and sobbing hysterically in front of a picture of Jesus, because I was going through my third divorce after so many, and I was really damn good at this, dysfunctional men. And these dysfunctional men were charming, and they were womanizers, and they were alcoholics, and I was attracting all of them and loving every bit of it, and nobody could have told me anything different until I got enough bangs on the head
right.
and wanted to look inside and find out the difference.
Let's hold that thought right there, okay. Pamela, for a minute. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be
You're
back
amazing.
Here in a few minutes. Talk to you soon.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Psychic Love Doctor Show. This is Deborah Lee. I'm here with my adorable hubster, Daryl, and also Pamela Hopkins of The Healing Fountain. If you've just tuned in, you are listening to the Psychic Love Doctor Show. Call in for a personal prophecy card reading on any topic, and you'll also get to enjoy some magical life coaching from the wonderful and amazing Pamela Hopkins.
What number do they call?
The number is 800-930-2819.
There you go.
There we go. So, Pamela, tell me, we were going to pick up where we had to
okay.
stop there for a minute, and I'm just like so overwhelmed and amazed
So once they
yeah.
go inside, they decide if it feels good or not. If it doesn't feel good, they do the energy therapy of breathing and breathing in the presence of God and peace and love and compassion. This raises your vibration to feel really good. It's like a natural high. You don't need that cigarette. You don't need that glass of wine so much. You don't need, you know, it's so interesting because I work with 9 to 10 clients a
sure.
day, every day.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, in fact, this is one of the this would be my 9th client, this call right now. And as you can tell, I feel high. I feel good. And I love, of course, I love you and I love Darren. I love Lisa. And it just feels good. So once you feel good, this is something that people really don't know. You're pretty good at this, but I think you do it just naturally. Is how do you create your own parallel reality? How do you really manifest your dreams?
Yeah, how do you, Carol?
Okay, so I call this painting your reality. And believe it or not, there's something called parallel realities. And a lot of people don't know this word because it sounds too woo-woo and too out there. But honestly, every second we go through a million parallel realities. So this is a parallel reality, and this is a parallel reality, and this is one. But remember, we were talking about the movie seeing out the light. Okay. In a movie theater, we are the projectors of our movie theater called our reality. Are you with me?
I'm with you.
Okay. So in a movie theater, that movie has all these little film pictures, correct?
Mm-hmm.
These are called parallel realities. And one parallel reality at your childhood all the way up to here, we think that that's a line of time, and it's not time. In fact, what happened to us if we were sexually abused or we've had 8 divorces and we feel that we're never, ever going to get it right? In the now parallel reality, right now, that reality has nothing to do with any of the others and has nothing to do with the future. We create a parallel reality in the present. You've heard stay in the present, stay grounded, stay in the present.
Which is a very difficult thing to do. I find a lot of clients and even myself at times, I'm guilty of living about 2-3 weeks down the road.
Right. And what happens when you're in the future,
mm-hmm.
worried about what's going on in the world, worried and angry about what happened in the past to an old friend or what your mother-in-law said or what your husband did in the past, or all 8 of the husbands or whatever you're thinking about.
That's a lot of husbands.
Yeah, yeah. If you do not stay in the present, you cannot paint your parallel reality. So how do you do that? You do all those steps. You get aligned, you do the breathing, you start feeling good, and then you use your imagination. Because see, when you're feeling good, if you can imagine the greatest things that you want, and we all know what we want. We know that as well as we are breathing. We want prosperity. We want good health. We want a great relationship. We want love.
Happiness.
We want happiness.
Well,
and you know what? We can have every bit of that. We can have every bit of that all the time. And all we have to do is see it, feel it, behave as it, play. Enter the kingdom child park. Play with this and know the truth that we're creating everything in every moment.
It's probably a lot for our listeners to actually grasp in one sitting. If you were local, you'd be able to come in and enjoy workshops and classes with Pamela. In fact, she has one coming up this Sunday, which is your, you should say.
Self-empowerment life coaching, which is really this program that we're talking about now very briefly. It's a 9-hour class, well, 8 with lunch, excuse me. And what's so wonderful about it is in 2016, every single one of my clients is going to get this class. Whether they get the CDs to listen to in their car and the manual, or they come to my class, because the days of people not knowing that they have so much power and creating their reality is not going to be in the healing fountain.
You know, you're causing a real paradigm shift here in terms of therapy and empowerment and, you know.
Isn't that wonderful?
It is. And I used to think when I first started coming here that all of this was wilder than my wildest dreams. But, you know, you can actually learn how to live in the present.
Yeah.
For instance, like we're doing right now, Pamela, we're sitting here, we're speaking to our listeners, we're enjoying our time together, mm-hmm. but we're not thinking about, well, gee, I have to run to the store later, mm-hmm. and I have this, that, you know, we're mm-hmm. in this moment.
And we're pretty good generators of creating a future reality because we have plans on helping people so much that we're going to be on TV. We're going to be on all kinds of radios. And we see it, we feel it, we play with the idea. And people have never been taught how powerful this is. Because it's no different than thinking about your phone ringing. Oh my gosh, I haven't heard from my mother all day. And the phone rings and it is her. We are sending out the vibration of generating everything that is going to show up. Now, what gets us in trouble is when we think it has to show up through one particular person or one particular way at a certain amount of time. And so that gets us in trouble because, see, this is a cooperation here. And this is the best part. This is the best part. When we know, it's like taking a tablespoon of the ocean, right? And if I took a tablespoon of the ocean and I put it in my hand and said, look, Dev, here's the ocean. You would look at me and go, Pamela, that is just ocean water. And I go, no. Let me show you. And we would put it in the ocean and it would blend right in. Right. We are one, and we are one with all the power that there is, and that is the divine, that is the universe, that is God, that is Christ consciousness. Call it whatever you want, but it's all love and it's all light. And so when we know that we can use our imagination, it's like hypnosis. When you go in hypnosis, your mind is going to go back and remember everything, and it's not going to know yes or no's. It is just going to remember whatever you're focusing on. So whatever you focus on in your imagination and you have fun, and then have some faith. We've had enough faith of believing bad things are going to happen to us. We've had enough faith of believing that we're not worthy enough or not good enough or not special enough, or there has to be limitations. You can't have money and fame at the same time, or you can't have good health and great sex at the same time. Now you can have it all, and we want it all.
You know, focusing on the lack is going to only bring you more lack. This is something I took half my life or more to understand. Even when the cards would show me the opportunity and the abundance, I would discount it. And a lot of my clients, and I'm sure some of yours initially, will come in and go, no, I can't have that.
Well, you know what the cool part about where I'm at now, and I just, you know, I have to say I've worked hard. I have worked hard. I am a hard worker. But what's so beautiful now is that I get only referrals, 99%. So people sit down and they go, okay. And I say, well, did anybody tell you about me? Yeah, they say you're a little out there, but it really works. And I go, yay, because then I have been given permission for them to play. And and what's so wonderful about this is all we've got to do is stay in feeling good. Believe it or not, stay in feeling good with faith, put our focus on there, put out what we want, use our imagination, and our parallel realities start to show up. So after the break, the next time we'll talk about being a vibrational snob.
Oh,
because we got the big guys on our side.
I do want everyone to know that it was in the very first meeting with Pamela Hopkins here at the Healing Fountain that I was able to believe that Daryl was going to survive a life-threatening surgery that he was facing. He had kidney cancer to the extreme. Let's say that his tumor, as his doctor told him, had actually created its own blood supply. So it was Pamela, and when this woman is in her zone, she had Daryl stretched out on her biomat table, and she's calling in angels, and I'm sitting there watching this. And I hear her saying, there's clover all over you, Daryl, green clover. Mm. And Raphael is here, and Gabriel. And I sat there and I looked at all of this and I thought, oh my God, he's going to live. Oh. And I put all my faith in that. There was no doubt in my mind, even though what was should have been a 5-hour surgery turned into a 9-hour surgery. And 5 blood transfusions later, it never crossed my mind that he wasn't going to make it.
I love you so much. And I love Dr. Psychic Doctor. I love you so much. You know, it's so wonderful. Imagine working in a place and being with people you love. And imagine the miracle that happened. Because how many years ago was that now?
3.
3 years. And it feels like maybe a year.
I know. It's even that. It's like yesterday. That just goes to show you the irrelevance of time. And we will talk about
vibrational snob.
There we go.
All right, we'll be right back. Let's take a break.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
If you've just tuned in with us, you are listening to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with me, Deborah Lee, and Daryl, my darling co-host slash husband. We are giving live personal prophecy readings using a deck of playing cards. If you call in real quick, I use a deck of ordinary playing cards, and it's a 24 card layout to answer your questions on any type of situation. Now, we're giving away a great prize today. It's going to be a 1 hour live phone reading combined with a copy of my book, The Message, Your Secrets in the Cards. So if you you've got to call in order to qualify, and we've only got a few minutes left, which now I'll turn over to Pamela and we'll hear some more about our mini life coaching session. Mm-hmm.
We were talking about raising the vibration. So I think, you know, the real essence of people changing their lives is, you know, we've heard this all our lives. What if everything was really there for us? And, you know, we've heard words like ask and you shall receive. When you have need, what can you be scared of? And, you know, everything is here for us. In the Bible, it's in all kinds of inspirational books. What we're really learning now is how powerful we really are. Do you know what the best part of my day when I'm working with people is to do body kinesiology, where I muscle test, this is yes, this is no, and to say to them, you have 1, 2, 3, 4 visits and your world is gonna be completely changed. And you know what I say to them then? I say, I'm not going to remember this, but you're going to remember this because all you have to do is go through the process of getting more confident. It's kind of like when you came in here with Daryl, and Daryl was going through his health issues, and you were going through an issue that you wanted to work on. Once you started working here and doing what you do naturally, you became much, much more confident. And you became much more confident with your health, right, Daryl?
Yes.
And so when we can become so confident that we just know, and I call this being a vibrational snob. Now, the knowing is not saying trying to control it up here. The knowing is having fun, and while you're having a glass of wine or you're watching a great movie and you're going back, because I did go back to see Magic Mike, you did that in the and you're watching the movie and you're just having fun, and then all of a sudden you walk out and you walk into a situation or a person or life or God just serving it to you on a platter, everything is happening. And everything is happening. Here you are on this fabulous show doing everything that you've ever wanted to do. You have your course of all these people that are coming in, learning their personal prophecy too. I'm going into my conferences and I'm teaching and we're all getting videos and tapes because it is time to be free. It is time to know the truth of who we are, as Eckhart Tolle said, so we can truly be free. And not only be free, because one of the things about traditional therapy, I remember watching Pretty Woman for the 20th time, mm-hmm. and they're in the bathtub,
right?
One of my favorite parts. And he's got his legs wrapped around, she's got her legs wrapped around him, and he's telling her how he has destroyed businesses and tore them apart to rebuild them because his father left his mother and he destroyed the marriage. And then he did the same thing. He went out and built a business.
Right.
So Richard Gere went after his father. So he's sitting there and he's saying, I've had 10 years of therapy and I learned that I am angry at my father. And I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, okay, 10 years, how much money did this guy spend?
I'm sure.
And he's still angry at his dad because he's still putting his focus on the Magic Mike show that he has lived over and over and over all his life. And the days of us going to therapy to just feel better, but still reliving in the same circumstances and not feeling peace, not enlightening, because we enter a doorway of enlightenment with everything that we bring in, self-love, more light, more love, more peace. And then we can be in that wonderful mood where we're having fun and using our imagination and create those parallel realities.
And I have to say that one of the most refreshing things about the Healing Fountain and Pamela Hopkins' philosophy and how she handles therapy and her, you know, practices with her patients is that we live in a community out here that is home to the largest naval base in the world. Through the raising of my sons with Daryl, our sons, I always do that. They're part yours too.
Yes,
but
sometimes.
We basically traveled the gamut of trying to find people out there within the mental health community that could actually help our children. And I want to tell you, the assembly line medicine here is horrendous. They don't really pay attention to you. It's all very much repetition. They don't even know your name, basically. And I think that is a huge, huge deficit in terms of our system. You deal with a lot of children in your practice and teenagers.
Mainly teenagers. I do see children, but that's not really my arena.
Maybe fixing the parents, or not fixing, but you know what I mean.
Enlightening the parents.
Empowering
them.
Will help them to.
Absolutely, absolutely. But I do work with young men, your son's age and my son's age, so military age.
And they come out and say, well, she's really something. And they feel as if they've just seen a metaphysical grandmother, not to insult you or anything, but
everybody calls me Pamela, so I'm cool.
They
with
do,
that.
And yeah. And there was a real connection that was made with them, and I feel that even 1 to 2, 3 visits has done a tremendous amount for our kids.
Yeah,
we've only got a few minutes left, Pamela. Maybe you'd like to tell people how they can contact you for class.
Well, I have a website called thehealingfountain.net. So please go on that and you can read about me. As a licensed clinical social worker, I pick up all insurances except HMOs. And so it's really wonderful. I'm talking about the military. If you are military, I pick up TRICARE. Mm-hmm. Especially for spouses that are not in military. If you're prime, I'm picking up the, TRICARE is picking up the tab.
I see.
Which is really nice. So you can come in and see me. You can also get involved in our groups. What I love about the Healing Fountain is we all work as a family.
We do.
Miss Lisa does her own therapy and life coaching. You're back here doing the personal prophecy. We have mediumship. We have Reiki. We have angel readings.
You also have massage here. I mean, we got a little bit of everything.
And it's a beautiful place. We're going to have a celebration in January. And I'm trying to remember the date. I think it's a Sunday the 16th. Does anybody have a calendar?
I'm sure you'll be with us before then.
Oh, yeah.
We can follow up on that.
Yeah.
Before we run out of time, I'd like to encourage any of you that are listening or watching, as we are videotaping this for our YouTube channel, please pick up the free Psychic Love Doctor app if you have an iPhone or an Android. It's available free of charge, as I said. You can give yourself accurate, daily, instant, by-the-minute readings. Also, I do teach personal prophecy card reading here at the Healing Fountain and via email. I want you to know, though, that you can also become an actual professional practitioner credentialed by me, as I am the only living subject matter expert for personal prophecy. And what am I leaving out something?
Not that I've missed so far.
Just that we love being on WBLQ and Transformation Talk Radio. Daryl, thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
To really thank you, Pamela. It's always a pleasure when you join us.
Thank you.
Before we leave, we got a couple of minutes or a minute or so.
Yeah.
Remember, you can reach me at Deborah, Deborah, at psychiclovedoctor.com. If you email me before the next show, I will hold a special drawing, and you will be notified if you've won the prize.
And you're going to want to know that drawing, you know.
I would like to end with the words of my grandmother who taught me personal prophecy. She said, to dream is to believe, and once you believe, all things are possible.
There we go.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Have a great week, everyone.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Psychic Love Doctor with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. To learn more about Deborah, visit www.psychiclovedoctor.com.